As we bring this great commentary to you about being a business owner and an entrepreneur, we like to welcome y'all to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. You can always come by www.watchforthehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. It's Michael with.
Hey, it's Tatiana. And before we go any further, I just really want to say, has anyone ever pointed out that I feel like you pronounce the word entrepreneur incorrectly? You say entrepreneur, and I'm like, there's a T-R-E there.
Entrepreneur.
But you also say, Pueblo, and it's Pueblo.
Yeah, we used to live in Pueblo, Colorado.
Pueblo. There's no P-L.
Pueblo.
No, that's Pueblo. Not right. What are we talking about today?
Well, today, me and Ms. Parker.
On the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast.
You're the only one laughing. I just thought I'd point that part out. You're the only one laughing.
Sorry. Okay, I'm ready. I'm done.
So today, me and Ms. Parker, in our brief production meeting, I mean brief like a motherfucker, that was tired. We were going to talk about our success story.
Oh, I like success stories.
And so we preface that with the fact that as we've always,
I'm sorry.
we always get a caveat, you know, we give y'all full transparency, you know, like I say, this is some real raw and unique conversations have with you all. So, you know, one of the projects me and Ms. Parker have been working on in real estate is our rehab of a family apartment complex left by my grandparents that me and her purchased back in 2021. So just by that alone, y'all know we've been dealing with this for at least 3 years.
Do the math.
Yeah. And so late last year, we were able to secure a 6-figure loan for the rehab. And right now, we're about, 50% done?
I would say if you, 3 phases, we're probably in mid-second phase or almost in second phase.
Yeah. It's coming along pretty good. Yeah. And so, you know, that's not even possible if you don't do what? Secure the bag.
You got to have the, you got to get the right individuals in the right room. You got to get those right ones in your corner.
And, you know,
that ain't easy.
Yeah, and one of the first things is you had to do a lot of prep work before this even started. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about in the beginning is, you know, making yourself look good on paper.
Not 3, 6, 9 months worth of work either.
No, this takes this will take some years.
Yeah.
To get yourself looking accountable. And I think that's the word that a lot of lenders have used.
I think it's probably more responsible.
Okay. Yeah, responsible. I'll take that.
Yeah.
They want to know if you're going to be responsible enough to pay them their damn money back.
Right. And use it right. They want to make sure you're going to use it right and pay them back.
Yeah. And so, Ms. Parker, like I say, she's the really smarter one than I am. You know, so she started, he said, all right, if we're going to do something big in life, we got to get our credit right.
She said, well, okay, first of all, my credit was never bad.
Well, right don't mean it was wrong.
Okay, it needs to be even better.
Yeah. Everything could be improved upon.
You're right, Nate. You're right about that.
So let's just say, my credit score is probably average. So in the world of credit scores, average is
average is risky.
Yeah, so it's in. They like, I don't want to talk to you. So Ms. Parker had good credit. Credit score
had
good.
Great.
Okay, see, she had great. All right, so now y'all figured out where she needs to start with. So she started with me first.
Yeah, had to clean his ass up.
And so coming with that, what you got to do? You got to do your research.
You do.
And you got to have a plan.
You do.
Plan was, all right, get your damn credit cards up.
Uh-huh.
That's plan one.
Mm-hmm.
Toss them some bitches aside.
Uh-huh.
Live off the money we got.
Yeah, pay those back.
And a lot of times that's easier said than done.
It is.
And, you know, one thing I will say this. If anything is easy, everybody would be fucking doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's being an entrepreneur, being a podcaster, being a good person, a decent person. Hell, if you just want to be an asshole, even if it's easy, everybody would still be an asshole.
Being truthful,
Sometimes being
hella
truthful
hard.
sucks. Yeah, it sucks, but it's
Yeah.
needed. And so, like I said, the first thing she did, said, "Michael, we got to straighten your credit up." And this goes over time. It's some small things. And, I'm going to let her tell y'all a little bit about what plans she implemented and put in action.
Really, you just put me on the spot like that.
Go ahead.
No. So the biggest thing was to in essence, like fix or make your debt to income ratio just look better.
What's that, DTI?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had to start to remove that revolving debt, like them credit cards.
So that's monthly debt that occurs 12 months out the year.
Yeah, it's revolving. It don't go away.
I got you.
And if it does go away, because it is an open line of credit, there's always the potential for it to come back because you pull that credit card out and you swipe it everywhere, right?
So you ain't got to close the door.
Yeah, close that revolving door. So, cut it off. Don't cancel it, right? Don't cancel it because you want that now open line there, but you want it untouched.
You want it open to them, but
Yeah.
closed to you.
Yeah, now it's closed to you. You didn't cut it. You could put the card up that was in your pocket now, but you haven't called and closed the account, right? So we wanted to A, stop using it. B, cut your cards up. C, pay it off. So all of that is making your credit score like skyrocket because there are some things that's not included in your DTI, which is like, cell phone bill, internet bill, groceries. That stuff's not included in there. That's daily living, right? But a rent or mortgage. A vehicle note. You can't pay that off in 2 or 3 months. Most people can't.
No, no.
I couldn't. We could,
No,
and we didn't.
no.
So that was like the biggest thing, the jump start. Like pay the smallest cards off, don't use them, and the allocated monthly amounts you had for those smaller cards, once they were paid off, don't reallocate that money towards something else. Roll it up into the next credit card payment that you want to make. So if you were paying $200 on a card and it's now paid off, and then the next card you're paying $300, well, you just in essence, freed up $200. So now you can pay $500. Cut down on the interest. You start to see the total amount really start to go down in chunks because A, you're not using it anymore, right? B, you've like almost doubled the payment. So you're hitting more of the actual number versus all of that, janky interest.
And you're shortening how much longer it's going to take you to pay it off.
That's right. That's big right there. And then after what, like a 30 or 60-day credit cycle, it's just like data. It's a 30 or 60-day lag. Your number will start to go up. As long as you're not still opening up, new cards and stuff, you're decreasing it. So your number starts to look, better. So now when we're going, you're now very good looking score. Well, my grade score, we're on paper together as joint applicants. We look,
Because we married.
yeah, you're right, because I ain't doing that with nobody else.
You see that,
That's another topic.
and for y'all folks, be like, being married don't mean nothing.
She.
All right,
She.
get in this game if you want to. Try to bring your single ass and single income money with two single folks trying to do this. They're gonna look at you like y'all ain't responsible enough to even love each other, let alone love how to take care of this money.
No, I ain't doing that with nobody. I ain't legally attached to. You ain't tying me up like
That's
that.
risky AF.
Yeah. You ain't tying me up like that. No. But now, you start to look really, really good on paper when you're in front of a lender. That's gonna determine your fate, right?
And even just this eloquent process you just described could take 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
And that's exactly what I was about to say. Like all of that, like when I say like stick to the plan, go in, update that plan. Don't update it every 3 or 4 months. No. Go in, update it every month. So you can track in your very own way how those balances are going down. That's going to give you momentum and energy and steam to keep going.
And yes, some sacrifices will have to be made. You might not be able to
Yeah.
take that trip to the Maldives.
Yeah.
You might not be able to go I allowed in the club
That's what I was gonna say, yeah.
and get your sections and your bottle popping and all that.
Yeah, you can't pick up the tab for all the homies. Not for the next couple of months. Like,
Yeah.
you're not doing that. And then by that point in time, you're so accustomed to no longer doing it. You like, shit, y'all need to pick up my tab.
Exactly.
But that whole process, no matter which way you try to do it, as long as you're sticking to the plan, that's like minimum 2 years, depending upon the amount of debt you have and the excess cash that you can actually access.
Exactly. So even with that, how she talked about excess cash,
Yeah.
we talk about access to capital
Yeah,
some
yeah.
episodes back. We also talked about delay, not deny. We talked about not being allowed access to capital. Sometimes you're denied. And this is what we talk about, the games that you have to play in this world. This is a game. Like a lot of people, we're in election year, folks ain't stupid. It's game time. A lot of games being played. So you got to understand what game you want to get involved in. That's why they call it the real estate game. Me and Ms. Parker got involved in the real estate game in 2021. But the prep work started in what, 2018, 2019?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. The prep
Probably
work.
even further back than that.
Yeah. But that prep work wasn't even to actually get in the real
No,
estate.
it was not.
This was just to, make ourselves
Fix
more,
things.
yeah, fix things, People think that sometimes when you get married, it will alleviate some of your
I've
bills.
heard people saying, and I quote verbatim, it was gonna fix my finances. Well, you'd ever think that individual was thinking the same thing?
Listen, if you got one problem and they got one problem
Had two
and you had
problems.
your exactly together got two
Had
problems.
two problems.
Yeah, it didn't. You didn't fix anything. You
Nah,
just
you
gave each other another problem
just
to
fucked
figure out
it
between
up
two of
more.
y'all. Yeah, but I digress. So
Yes,
back to that
we didn't move off on tangent.
whole situation. So another thing after me and Miss Parker fixed our credit, started getting credit, we started doing what? The S word, saving.
Oh, yes.
And with saving comes what? The other S word, sacrifices.
Ooh.
Got to sacrifice. I mean, listen, like I say, if everything was easy,
Yeah.
everybody would be fucking doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hard. Like, that's probably even more hard to do than paying bills off with chunks of money, because when you pay something off with a chunk of money, you can see where the money actually went. But now, when you're just stashing this money for a rainy day and you're putting it in a place where you can easily access it, like a revolving door with no penalty, that's rough.
But you also have discipline
Yeah.
to not access it because you know that money is for a specific purpose.
Yeah.
You may not know the purpose at that time,
That's right.
but you know it is for a purpose nonetheless.
Yeah, it'll be used. It
Yeah.
in good faith.
Yeah. And as I say, good faith happened to us in 2021. And the crazy thing was, and me and my wife talk about this all the time. I ran from the stuff we're doing now.
Yeah, you did.
I told her I don't want to pause
I
none of
never
this
quite
shit.
understood, but I was like, I don't think I want to deal with it either.
Cause I was sick of it.
Yeah.
But now she'd be like, I'm sick of this shit. And I'd be
Yeah.
like, you only 3, 4 years in. I'm 30, 31,
Wait,
32 now
man.
years into this. And so, we secured financial stability. We did our savings. We, as Ms. Parker said, we looked great on paper.
Oh, it looked wonderful.
And so when the complex had hit a fork in the road, as I would say,
An
legally hit a fork in the road, and we were informed that it was about to go on the auction block, we was like, no, we can't let this happen. And because with Ms. Parker's help, we did the financial stewardship to have some
Yeah.
funds available. And then to also start understanding what is needed to actually
Right.
purchase a commercial project property.
Yeah.
And it's even different if it's already semi-tied to you. So
Oh
yeah,
boy, it's a whole another layer of.
it goes down so many layers. A lot of people are like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to get into stuff like that. But this is the thing. We as black people are gonna have to understand this shit's rough. It's rough if you got money. It's rough if you ain't got money. It's rough if you got some. It's rough if you ain't got some. It's still gonna be rough. So why not try to go through the rough and secure more?
Yeah.
Because we talking about legacy. That's why we made the shirt. Legacy that I leave will be greater than me. Because this shit ain't for you. It's not for your ego. It's not for you to get your pat on the back. Your pat on the back will come when you're gone. Your pats on the back will be when you're in the other realm. Pat on the back is when they're 3 or 4 generations later talking about Grandma Mike and Grandma Tatiana, great grandpa Mike and great grandma Tatiana. That's the pat.
Yeah, that's pretty much it right there.
Yeah, that's what it's there for. It's not for you. You know, we got to get into the understanding that the games that are being played around us, we're going to have to understand the rules. Play them. We're going to have to stop being said, man, this ain't easy. This too hard.
Throwing in the towel, waving a white flag.
Why?
But you know what? I do in the spirit of transparency. I want to be 100% transparent in that process. Not even the fixing yourself on paper process. In the acquisition process. It was so many times I wanted to wave the white flag. Hell, I think I want to wave the white flag now sometimes.
You can't. You're
I think
too
I just
close.
waved it this morning at like 8 o'clock. You unwaved it.
Yeah, I'll take it back from you.
You took it and stuck it back in my pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's hard. You just be like, oh my God, this or what is it now?
That's life, though.
What is it now? And my mama always goes, don't say that. Don't ask that. I'd be like, does it matter?
It doesn't. You know why? Because as long as you're living, you're gonna have issues. Or as we say, you're gonna have hooks. That's why it's called the watch for the hook for a reason. Because you're gonna get touched every day. Life gonna touch you at least a little bit every day. It might not be a hard blow, but it's gonna
It's
touch
a
you.
nudge, it's a friendly
It's a
reminder.
nudge, it's a jab.
But you know what's crazy, Mike? This is a success story, right?
Yeah.
And it sounds more woeful than successful, right? Isn't that not crazy or ironic?
But the crazy thing is, it's a success story because it's getting done.
It wasn't easy.
It
It's
wasn't
still
easy.
in the
It's
process.
still in the process. But a lot of people don't even get to the process
Shoot, yeah.
because they do not understand what the process even is.
The
And
homework before.
that's what me and you here for.
Yeah.
Me and you are here to help people. And if you want to think about starting a business or starting that process of being an entrepreneur,
Entrepreneur.
Podcast Money Merch. It's over there on www.watch4thehook.com. Click that free 30 minute, 20 minute, 15, 10, how fucking long you want to take. It's up to you.
You have
It's
my
free.
undivided attention.
Yeah, it's free. You have an undivided attention. You got an undivided attention to people that have secured six-figure commercial property loan. You have the undivided attention of people who have procured two other properties, one residential, one commercial, outside of the house we also live in.
Yeah.
So we actually got our name on three properties, minimum. So, you know, ain't no
That
bragging.
the three does not equate to doors. That that's
Oh,
different.
no. I'm talking about three addresses,
Yeah.
three separate addresses. And I'm going to tell you that also four plot numbers because one address got two plots. So just letting you know, that's how you pay them. We can talk about paying taxes later because check out that goes.
Episode.
Yeah, because.
You want to talk about home occupancy tax?
Yeah, listen. We gonna
Yeah.
go through the commercial property issues again too. We gonna keep running on that, but we just want to keep emphasizing y'all.
Multiple trademarks too.
Oh yeah, shit, child, what you say? And we still in business with our parent
Oh.
company, so I mean, you know what I'm saying? We ain't went nowhere.
No, we're here.
We ain't went nowhere. We still here, as they say, we still here. You know, but what we want y'all to really get from this is that the simple fact is that there's a process to everything. Some people may skip the line. I know this generation is big on, ooh, it's that fast.
I'm like, they can't see you snapping your finger. Cut it
They
out.
heard it. See, it was that fast. They heard it.
Oh my God.
But that's what a lot of people saying now. Get rich quick.
That's a scheme.
Yeah, it doesn't last. And the sad part is, just like these one hit wonders you hear in music, it's one hit wonders on social media and
Oh,
business and
yeah,
all this stuff.
absolutely.
Because nobody gives a damn about your first hit. They only give a damn about your latest hit.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what we're trying to get y'all to
Yeah.
understand. Be the latest hit. Your latest hit comes from research, sacrificing,
Consistency.
going above and beyond when nobody sees you. And also when nobody gives a damn.
Right. When ain't nobody checking for you.
Ain't nobody checking for
You
you, boo.
still at it.
Still at it. Swinging for the fence.
Yep.
Because you ain't going to hit no shots that you don't take.
Nope.
You ain't going to hit no ball that you don't swing it. And you ain't going to secure no deal that you didn't apply for.
That's right.
Miss Park, I'm trying to figure out, did I cover it at all? Did we
I think
cover it
you
all?
covered it all.
Did we miss anything? Because
Nope, it's so many other routes you can go and take, and because of the detail and the intricacies, those are literally subtopics.
also don't let the first no be the last no.
Yeah.
That's another big thing, because we were told no.
Yeah.
We were told no. But it was after a 10-month stretch. We can talk about that another time too. But we also
Yeah.
had talked about that more than
Yeah.
once or twice, I think. But we're defining this as a success story because it started from idea. We talked about this before, from idea to implementation, folks. Listen,
Absolutely.
we telling y'all stuff that we've done, and we giving y'all the hard facts. It started with an idea. Idea was they finna get rid of this. Mike, what we finna do? Do you think we can get it? Well,
Let's buy it.
let's buy it. One of the first things we did about buying, we paid for an appraisal.
Oh gosh.
See. But I'm telling y'all,
We sure
it's
did.
that
We
was
paid for the appraisal out of our pocket.
paid $1,200 out the
And
pocket.
yeah, I was gonna say, because of it being commercial, it wasn't no couple of hundred.
It's a $1,200 bill.
Yeah. Out of your pocket, non-refundable. Whatever they put on that paper is what they said, what they said.
And they said the price was a price.
Right.
Another step me and Miss Parker did. How many coins we got?
Let me go look in these areas. I've been these teals I've been saving, right?
And one thing me and Miss Parker have always, I hope y'all understand, we tell y'all this. Like it's an old adage, never put all your eggs in one basket.
That's right.
Never put all your money in one bank.
No.
And Miss Parker went to multiple sources, added them all together. And guess what happened? We were still a little short.
Wait, where
Yeah, remember we had a cash in some
are
401(k)s.
we?
We were still a little short,
Well,
see? I
no.
thought we did that.
No, we did that so that you don't drain certain accounts dry.
Oh,
You don't want
yeah.
to drain any one resource dry. You don't want to
You
leave
see
it bare.
how she corrected me?
You go to other resources that you have.
Another resource people didn't think they had was old 401(k)s. See, that's what I'm telling y'all. This is a game. These people play games, and we don't know the rules. We don't know what avenues we can go to. People think you just had to have all that money in your bank account.
No, but this is the thing. Not everyone has worked in, with employers or for employers that provide those types
Oh, yeah.
of what are they called?
Benefits.
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 Benefits. Yeah. I can't get my word out.
But also, this conversation is only for the folks that can do this.
Well,
You see
some
what I'm
people
saying?
may want to do it too.
They
It's
might not want
drainers.
to do it, but I mean, this is, the first thing that you may want to do is what they say. You got to be in a, we were just talking about this the other day, you got to be in a certain class. Got to be a certain amount of money. I mean, that's just it. I mean, that's just how the world works. You got
Or
to.
at least if you don't have all of those boxes that you're able to check at that point, You have the idea because it starts
Exactly.
out as an idea. So if you don't have the liquid, you don't have access to those resources, that will be your first no. But you just said, don't let your first no be your last no.
And that's why I say,
So
like,
what do you do? You may not have A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, but what you can get is a plan.
the plan is go find HIJKLMNON, the P. And the P is for that power. Because that's what they got.
And execute. So don't
Execute.
let the lack of stop you.
Yes. That's the whole point. Because even with us, we were told no more than once. We ain't just talking about on the podcast tip, commercial tip, entrepreneur tip. We were told no in a lot of other areas that could have hurt you a different way. And when people think that that first no is it, that's not the end of the road. And that's what you were reiterating. This one no doesn't stop you. You have to go find another route.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna have to go what? Find another route.
Yeah. Find
Then you're gonna
another
have to go
strategy. Yeah.
another route. Because you know what people had to find a route around? COVID.
Right.
What people had to find a route around? Inflation.
I'm still finding it. I'm still looking for that road.
Exactly. But guess what? You ain't got no choice but to find it.
No, I got to keep going. Can't stop buying food at the grocery store.
Yeah, you can't stop living.
No.
You can't stop running your air, can you?
No. Oh,
You can't stop
Jesus.
putting gas in your car. Yeah. But yeah, but we just wanted to give y'all a little insight into that success story. And I really want to just make sure I still reiterate, I appreciate Ms. Park for all the work and love that she does. You know, some she does a lot of behind the scenes things, and I know she don't won't get a lot of good credit because, you know, nobody sees it besides me and a couple other folks. Me and my children. Me bringing up our damn pocketbook.
In the way.
But Ms. Park, I'll let you ride us up on out of here. Get a good people some lanes to me.
Think you really kind of took care of it already. Don't let your first no be your last no. When you get that no, just know that you need to go get a plan.
Catch y'all next time.